Welcome to the annual, semi-annual, whatever the hell we are at this point, Pro Fan Trivia Match, featuring the Purple Pros, captained by...
Captain by Lundween, Sterling Adventurer. Why not?
And featuring...
featuring Elliot S. Maggie.
Hi.
And Martin Pasco.
On this side,
because they didn't know what they were getting themselves into.
No, Elliot's played before. He didn't know.
Okay. And on the fan side, as the Black Ink Irregulars.
Hang on, we're getting name tags.
You now exist.
And you even got your exclamation mark.
Let's go. Go home.
And now they've got what they're bonus. Okay.
I'm trying to help me people coming into the room. They must not know what panel this is.
Perform a mirror. Fill the room.
Well, at this point, you're just looking for a comfortable place to sit down, really.
That's what we do at the end of the Sunday.
We'll tweet out this is lots of fun to fill up. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's the way it goes.
Anyway, on the fan team, we have Peter. Introduce yourself.
Peter Svensson, retailer and leading cool journalist. Woo. Also, not Mark Waid this year.
Well, not yet. He may show up
this year.
No, no. He's someone who's been Mark Waid for you guys in the last 2 years.
That's true. Mark Waid hopefully will be Mark Waid for us this year.
David Oakes, fan and Lego customizer.
Tom Galloway, the person who has to put this mess together. And also, Lynn and I have mutually agreed that if there are any questions about the Human Torch, we are going to kill Derek.
I really wish you had told me that ahead of time. All the liar. I myself am Derek McCaw. We are the quiz master for this afternoon. I am the editor-in-chief of FanboyPlanet.com and a sometime comic writer myself. And Tom was gracious enough to... Last week, I know it's short notice.
Things fell through.
Anything else to do? That was a great honor to be asked to come here and write these questions and hopefully stump some people and not take them off at me.
Oh, we'll be ticked off.
Okay, good, Tom. I can live with your hate. It makes me stronger. So the rules are basically the questions are limited to characters who are celebrating their 50th anniversary or concept that are celebrating their 50th anniversary. Such as the JLA-JSA crossovers began 50 years ago, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Metal Man, Doom Patrol, Avengers, and the X-Men. I think I've got everybody covered there. Between the years of 1963 and 1986.
Well, Derek, thank you for explaining that, because see, I don't know anything over the dead.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
It's okay.
I warned you in advance.
We have you here, Martin, for the sex appeal. Okay, so I think, and shall we begin? Ty, what about the scoring? I don't remember the scoring that you explained to me.
It involves numbers.
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
And basically, we have
honor to watch you work.
Jamie Covell graciously offering to keep score in the audience. I'll be keeping parallel score up here just to make sure we're on track. We're already winning by 100 as far as I can tell, but anyway.
But there's no OCD here.
Not at all. Well, a lot of it. Anyway, two types of questions in this. First type is a toss-up question. So Derek will read a toss-up question. Anybody up here can buzz in and answer it at any time, even if he hasn't finished yet. So see a buzzer. This stops anyone else from buzzing in. At that point, Derek?
Yes.
When you hear a buzzer go off, you shut up.
I shut up.
You shut up.
Okay. That's really hard, Tom.
I know.
Tom, should you have that much power?
Yes.
Okay.
If you have that power over me.
When? Remember, I work for Twitter.
That's true. You just got a lot of power.
Anyway. And at that
only in 140 characters. After that, I can do it.
I still have friends at Google.
All answers must be in the form of a tweet.
Yes. good. Anyway. So once someone has buzzed in here, they get a chance to answer it. If they answer it correctly, they get 10 points, or the team gets 10 points. Yeah. During a toss-up, you may not confer with the rest of your team. It's only on you who buzzed in. Let's say that I buzzed in and got it wrong, as unlikely of an event as that might be. In which case, I will hit this button to reactivate the buzzers, and the other team gets a chance. No one else on my team can try to buzz in on that. You guys can.
Finish the question.
You get to finish the question.
Yes, because he's rude.
Now,
no, I know. I'm not.
If
I have a question.
Yes.
I don't believe in wasting electricity. How can I disconnect my buzzer?
No, come on.
That's not a joke.
Anyway. penalty for being rude in the sense of if someone hits their buzzer before Derek finishes the question and gets it wrong, it's a 5-point penalty. Same thing about the other team getting to hear it. On the other hand, if you get it right when interrupting, you get the 10 points because being right is more important than being polite.
Ah,
we're fun that way.
Explains so much.
Doesn't it, us? Now, if your team gets a toss-up question correct, that team gets a bonus question, which is worth 20 points. In this case, you get to talk about it with your teammates, figure out what answer to give, give the answer to Derek, and see. The other team gets no chance at all at that bonus question.
Okay? Because we're that selfish.
Very much so. And trash talking and bad humor will happen during the match. A lot.
I've spent weeks prepping for that.
In all seriousness, everybody clear on the...
Guys?
Do you want to practice the buzzers anymore? Do you want to practice the buzzer anymore? Get a feel for it?
Anybody want to check their buzzer to see if...
We've all checked our buzzers.
Yes, I know they work. I just want to make sure these guys know how to work them.
Okay. Are we ready?
Okay. I believe
ready. Whoa, what the hell? Let's go into the breach.
No? All right. Okay, so question number one, without further ado. It took 9 issues for Tony Stark to realize that his armor was too heavy for his weak heart to carry around. What villain was the one who froze his armor and caused him to realize this? Yes, Len.
Mr. Dahl?
Yes, you are correct. Mr. Dahl.
I got one.
Of course he did. He didn't write that one.
Len didn't write that one, so he knows it.
Bonus to the pros.
Bonus question.
All right, guys.
I'm going to stick with Iron Man.
Please do.
Tony has also been a womanizer from the very beginning and a time traveler more than you'd think. Who was the first famous historical personage to have her heart broken by Anthony Stark?
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra is correct.
Wow. I'm not anything here.
And Marty, good work. Okay.
Hold up a minute. I want to pull off the rubber mask and reveal Mark Wade.
And you would have gotten away with it.
So, can we go to question number two? Buzzers clear, Tom?
Yep. Sure. What the hell?
All right. This is the only thing that may have accidentally has an issue number involved, and you don't know this. Platinum Metal Man, number two. Platinum accidentally creates an evil Will Magnus robot who invents 6 evil metal men. Name any 3 of the evil metal men. Yes, Tom.
Osmium. Bismuth.
No. No.
Wow, okay.
Both wrong.
Hmm. You have to buzz in.
Yes, Len.
Cobalt?
No.
Damn. Okay.
Is it the gas gang?
What?
Is it the gas gang?
No. Actually, right. Cobalt is from the second set of evil metal men.
Story and rewrite it all the time.
Yeah, what happened to your problem?
You read the answer to it.
I read the answer. Barium, clearly somebody's been listening to Tom Lair. Barium, aluminum, calcium, zirconium, sodium, and plutonium.
Wow.
So,
there's a plutonium robot!
There's the same one that makes a uranium robot in the next issue.
Save it for later.
I will save it.
Yeah, we'll play at every question because God knows they don't have personalities or anything to deal with. Yes, okay, wait, you're right.
Number 3. This is simple, really. How did the original Doom Patrol get their powers?
Robot Man was in a car accident and was rebuilt by the professor. Rita was hit by the strange gases from a meteor while she was on a movie shoot. And Larry Traynor, Negative Man, was caught by strange atmospheric energies while piloting a plane.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so the thing is pre-crisis. phone's question.
I'm going for Grant Morrison's chaos theory.
Of course. Okay. That's really the answer, the simplest answer. Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison, yeah.
Okay, pre-crisis, of course, what makes the Doom Patrol a unique series is at the end of it, they all die. Mm-hmm. Actually, in retcon, no. One lived pre-crisis. Who survived?
Robot Man.
Robot Man, yes. Cliff Steele.
Yes.
Okay, so bonus question goes to them. All right, number four, Dr. Strange. If Dr. Strange had truly paid as much attention to his tomes of Thanatopsis as the Ancient One said he did, he would have stayed away from Starksboro, Massachusetts, and left which dark god sleeping?
Wow.
Yes, Tom?
Shumagorath?
Yes, Shumagorath, first appearance.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, a bonus question. After Dr. Strange killed Sligith, who was Shumagorath's servant, what other Robert E. Howard creature rose from the depths to menace Queen and Wong?
In a very strange crossover, Conan the Barbarian and Red Sonja.
No, it was the Chandler from the Sea.
Okay.
Chandler from the Sea.
I thought it was Chandler from
the Sea. I just have one question for Derek. There are going to be too many more DC questions I need to know about because I still have time to fly to a cemetery in Oklahoma and dig up Nelson Rimba.
Breadwells.
Damn it! There goes my plan.
Yeah, don't do it. I'm still bound by the Commons Code. There cannot be any zombies with these questions. So, there can be zoo vampires, but I didn't.
Thank you! That was me.
Anyway, the last JLA JSA crossover to feature just those two teams before they started introducing new ones or reviving old ones. Happened because an interdimensional boy and his pet were separated on Earth 1 and Earth 2. But which supervillain actually got involved in two teams? Yes, Tom.
Solomon Grundy.
Solomon Grundy, yes.
Wow.
I'm trying to remember the damn name for the kid and the pet.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Because I wasn't here to play. All right. Bonus question. In that story, one hero on both teams felt like the others weren't taking him or them seriously. At least on Earth 1, he wasn't actually officially a member either. Who was he?
Robin.
Yes, Robin.
You can applaud.
All right.
I remember my run in that.
But number six.
Oh, yes, it's Peppy.
Which menace caused the Hulk to leave the Avengers for good? Yes,
ma'am. That would be the Space Phantom.
Yes, the Space Phantom. Yeah, nice. Bonus question. In the first appearance of the Avengers, what was Hulk's disguise?
That tutu. No, it wasn't a tutu.
You're actually on the right track, which really amazes me.
Even had a name. A differently tattered pair of pants. What?
They weren't purple, so no one would wear them.
They were fashionably distressed purple jeans. Any clue?
I don't know all this stuff. I'm amazed I know what I've known so far.
That's beyond me. Oh, yeah, no.
We don't have
Frank. Can I give you a clue? He was framed, and so he went into hiding because he had allegedly destroyed a train track. So he went into hiding.
Ant-Man?
No.
No.
Ant-Man's back.
Wade would know the answer.
I'm sorry?
Wade would know the answer.
Well, he's not here, damn it! We know the answer!
What would Wade do? Don't we have a WWE? Yes.
WWE.
All right. Do I get to throw it over to you, Tom?
We have to answer just to be obnoxious.
Yeah, okay. No point. That's what you do best. Go!
As a clown!
Yes, Mechano, the robot clown.
Oh, yes.
My God. The most terrifying secret identity of them all.
What is also
Yes. Robot file.
Okay, that was a secret. Let's check.
He jumped.
Another word in the inventory of scouts. He's in the
Derek, one second. Jamie, what do you have? I've got 7040.
Okay.
Yes, okay, so you got, okay, you got it. So what's the score currently?
It's,
70. 40.
It's them 70, us 40. Okay. Or did I get this mixed
May
up?
May I make a following observation?
Actually, I got this mixed up. It's us 70, them 40. I
wrote, yeah, I have you guys winning.
Us. Yeah, I got this reversed.
Oh, in that case.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, that's interesting. I will,
sorry about that.
Take my 20s time. Okay.
So. You only have 30?
Which
no, you got 40.
Filler. Okay. Killed Black Canary's husband, Larry. Yes, Don.
Dawning of the Age of Aquarius.
Yes, all right. But this bonus question is going to be hard for you to make sense. I tried explaining this earlier this morning to someone. Silvery Crisis, that crossover got a really major retcon. What really happened after Dinah Lance left Earth 2 to join the JLA?
How long do you want it?
Yeah.
Can you do this in a haiku?
I have to do it in a tweet, right, yeah. The short version of this is, as Superman was taking Dinah Lance from Earth 2 to Earth 1 to join the JLA and get away from her grief, she suddenly succumbed to radiation poisoning from getting too close to the bubble that killed her husband. She then remembered that she had a daughter that she had been forgotten about, that the Spectre had caused her to forget
Which
about.
Which one of you guys wrote that one?
That was Mike Friedrich.
That was Roy Thomas.
Roy Thomas.
That was
before Roy was in DC. That's Mike.
I haven't finished yet.
Please.
So, and so then, because the daughter had been cursed by the wizard with uncontrollable sound powers, the canary cry, she had been put into suspended animation, put into a parallel dimension somewhere between Earth 1 and Earth 2, where she is still aged up to the body of like a 25-year-old, and they put the original Black Canary's consciousness in the body of her daughter, take the daughter's body to Earth 1, don't tell anybody.
Is this not creepy at all?
Somehow nobody notices that she's dropped 30 years during the voyage.
This was later remade as the Michael Jackson story.
Have I got a minute? Give me a minute.
I'm doing all of the talking. I didn't tell me I was here to show for the Phantom Planet 5 podcast. I normally do this on Bill of Lives. I just wanted you to know that.
I need to keep going.
I think you've given enough. I think I understand. It's
a horrible story. Black Mary is her mom.
She literally is her own mother. It's,
wow.
It's a country western song about a horrible mother.
Comics, everybody.
Yes. All right. Question number 8. How did Professor X's father die? And as a result, which supervillain did that introduce into his childhood home? Yes, Tom?
Basically, he was killed off by his co-worker, something Marco, who introduced his son, Kane Marco, who later became the Juggernaut.
But how did Marco kill? How was he killed?
He locked him in a radiation chamber.
Okay, I'm
talking about
it.
He talked
to death. Okay. Bonus question.
Quite possibly, yes.
The Juggernaut came storming into Xavier's school. Which superhero from another Marvel team helped the X-Men defeat him that first time?
When we need to kill him now. The Human Torch.
Yes, the Human Torch. Well, you didn't tell me that ahead of time. I didn't know
there'd be a fire in my apartment on Monday either.
I'm so sorry.
All right. We don't know yet.
Number 9. Who caused Niles Calder to lose the use of his legs? Yes, Tom.
General Immortus.
I am not sure I should take that answer. Interesting. That's not who actually caused it.
Go ahead and let them have a shot. We'll
answer. They get to rest the question, or is that?
No, that's the end of that. That's the...
Add some more to the question.
Niles Calder was working for General Immortus at the time.
Right.
But General Immortus did not directly cause the loss of Niles Calder's legs.
Can we think of any other Doom Patrol villains?
I think David may know. All right, David.
The robot surgeon that Niles Calder had invented to operate on himself.
That's right. Niles Calder was not directly responsible for the loss of his own legs. He was clinically dead for too long.
Doesn't know that?
Clinically dead for too long on the table.
I want the character that actually had a name to him.
Yeah, so
let's see. Black Canary became our own mother. Niles Calder crippled himself. No wonder these guys are...
And you thought
the Silver Age, a more innocent time.
When the Doom Patrol, in a classic comics trope, switched abilities...
Is this a question?
The question.
Right.
Hang on.
We're not making a point today, right?
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay. No one got it, so no bonus.
Okay.
You go strokes. I'll take them.
I have a question then, directly. In the 1975 JLA-JSA crossover, why did Carrie Bates turn evil and you didn't, Elliot? I've been under that for 20 years.
It's not in the comic, but I would have to accept that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to...
See, when he says heads, I always say heads. And he won.
In the comic, it was the wizard.
In the comic, yes, Carrie went to Earth 2, gained mental powers as a side effect, and fell under the influence of the wizard. Elliot went to Earth 1, and nothing happened. Only four members of the JLA and the JSA were in both the first crossover in 1963
nice one.
And the last pre-crisis crossover in 1985.
Chuckling mother of
who
God.
Who were they?
Well, that's nasty. That last one was a bitch.
Well, we can discuss this.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Who was the first one? Do we remember it all?
That last one's hard.
Who was the first one?
Okay.
I think.
I like that question, by the way.
No, I don't think so.
Because
Mork
was still there.
Yeah.
And this Dr. Fate.
No, Dr. Fate. It was Hawkman.
Are you sure?
Wonder Woman, Green Arrow.
He seems so.
He's been on
Earth 1, so I'm not going to argue.
But he went in 4.
Manhunter wasn't a member of the JLA.
Out of respect, I'm letting you know all the time.
You read it in the book.
What the hell do I know? Mr. Dahl.
Let's say.
Okay.
Wonder Woman, Green Arrow, Hawkman, and Hawkman.
That was me.
Just to clarify, because I think you may have misheard the question. JLA or JSA, I believe.
JSA members, too. So I said Dr. Fate.
Yeah, you said JLA or JSA members.
Right. It's members of both teams.
Dr. Fate, then, maybe.
I think Dr. Fate. We think Dr. Fate.
Okay, that's one. You are correct.
We're right.
One.
Yeah. All right. Who else do we have?
Wonder Woman and Green Arrow.
Green Arrow?
And maybe Aquaman.
No.
No? Okay.
Green Arrow, no. Dr. Fate, Martian Manhunter, Earth 2 Hawkman, and J. Garrick, Earth 2 Flash.
The last crossover was very strange. They had permission to use almost no regular JLA characters.
Right.
JLA didn't have permission to use JLA characters?
I mean, Supergirl pops up.
That was when the JLA was going to
read.
Yeah.
This is the real reason why Martian Ray failed at the last minute. He knew we were going to ask that question.
That specific one.
All right. Number 11.
All right.
To save the life of an Avenger who helped him fight Satanish, Doctor Strange had to perform surgery for the first time since the accident that had damaged his hands. Who was this Avenger?
Wow.
Yes, Tom?
Black Knight?
Black Knight it is, yes.
I was going to say Elliot, so I'm glad I didn't buzz in.
Okay.
I can't remember what the Avenger that was yet.
I was like, that's my answer.
Actually, Derek, the question's wrong.
The question
was, he wasn't made an Avenger until number 70. He was operated on number 61.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Tom. I shall go home and weep quietly for my error.
We're taking the points anyway. I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. All right.
Bonus question.
The surgery was necessary because Hank Pym's rejuvenation rate
didn't work, why wasn't Hank Pym there to help?
He was on his honeymoon.
He was on his honeymoon.
That's right. Wow.
The bonus points, which personality was he at the time?
He would have been the Yellow Jacket at the time.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I read up on that this morning, in fact, and I didn't know the horrible, horrible things that happened between the Wasp and the Yellow Jacket. What a dysfunctional marriage.
Just a little.
Just a little. Number 12.
Toss up.
A strange question.
No, that was
no. This is a toss-up. This is.
Oh, sorry.
All right. This is a toss-up. Yes, because you get one, you got the bonus.
We're just giving up.
When Doctor Strange, and I'm putting it in a time period, when you say he altered his face or he wore a blue mask, Eternity created a secret identity for him. Yes.
Stephen Sanders.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
I have an advantage. My childhood doctor was Dr. Sanders.
Dr. Stephen Sanders.
Second cousin twice removed from Greg Sanders, the original vigilante.
Yes. That was Saunders, wasn't it?
And he took off the blue mask and revealed
that. You say tomato, I say tomato.
That's the story now. Bonus question, Tom. Because you guys.
Yeah, well,
really nice playing tomorrow.
Niles Calder, robot surgeon.
They got the
robot.
You got the robot.
So,
I love the guy
which Marvel hero fought a villain named Doctor Strange before Stan Lee used the name?
That was a bonus. That would be Iron Man.
It was Iron Man.
Damn it.
Yes.
I know a lot about Iron Man. I wonder why.
All right. Question number 13. Kang.
Yep.
Another one of those dysfunctional backgrounds. Used a robot duplicate of a Marvel hero. Yes,
Spider-Man,
yes. To infiltrate the Avengers early on, almost 40 years before the real hero would join, because Tom's a stickler for when they join. bonus Tom. Name two of Kang's other villain identities.
Mortis. And Scarlet Centurion.
Mortis and Ramatut.
Scarlet Centurion. Yes, indeed. And Scarlet Centurion, yes.
Yes.
All right. Number 14, Ant-Man thought that the Wasp couldn't go it alone. Who did she first defeat on her own?
Mr. Doll.
Not Mr. Doll, no.
Damn it.
Yes, Tom.
The fashion critics at Vogue.
Hey, Spot Pete?
That's a really good answer, but no, it's wrong.
You guys get a shot.
Yes.
I was going to say Edgar Allan Poe.
I like that.
Janet Van Dyne beat Edgar Allan Poe. Could be. No, it was actually.
She liked his mustache.
A character called the Magician.
Of course she would.
Yes. So, wow. Because she has a well known rogues gallery. I'm sorry, the Wasp was on my list, so I had to include one in.
Wait. She has a well known rogues gallery of one villain?
That was called sarcasm, Les.
Sarcasm.
I know that.
I learned it from you, okay?
Fine. It's more Iron Man questions. I know those.
I'm trying.
This is so fascinating. Everybody up here is trying to figure out the answers to the questions, and I'm figuring out the questions.
I may explain all right. What's on your buzzer.
And Rats, I had a really good bonus for that one, but we'll that.
Trust me, we'll get to them.
All right. This one, really, it's going to be easy.
God help us, we will.
Okay. Number 15. Yeah. In the JLA-JSA crossover that brought back the seven soldiers of
victory. Oh, dear God.
Who was the unknown soldier of victory? Yes.
Wait. Peter got it. Beat me on that.
All right.
And
here we go.
End it.
Bonus question. Which superhero appears at... Tom will appreciate this bonus question. Appears as a member of the Justice League of America in that crossover, even though he's not actually a member.
A lot of them did, actually. They had a lot of guests show up. It was their anniversary meeting.
I mean, you could argue for...
he was not technically a member.
I can argue for a lot of people showing up in there. The one you're looking for, I think, is Metamorpho. Because he actually has participated. They also had shots of Adam Strange. Wonder Woman shows up, although she had resigned.
No, I meant they were actually in there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Clearly, word of the importance. Semantics.
Oh, she meets the Iron Hand at the end, so she's...
Yeah, I think she's pretty definite.
I say potato, I say Metamorpho. All right, so let's
the whole thing off.
Okay, then.
There we go.
You know, when you ask us about our The least you can do is get an inch.
Okay. I appreciated the story, though. So, number 16.
Here we go.
King Kull triggered which crisis? Yes, Len.
The crisis on Earth, Shazam.
Yes! You have answered two questions historically about your own work.
Oh, that was
the editor of that?
You wrote that. No, you didn't.
No, he did.
Elliot did.
I did.
Elliot has got you on the crisis on Earth, yes, with an exclamation point. Oh, the S stands for?
Shazam. You
can't take any of us anywhere.
Elliot Shazam, man. All right. Then bonus question, and they're going to get it.
Hey, we got a bonus question.
Name four of the Fawcett heroes besides the Marvel family who appeared in that crisis.
Come on. Minuteman.
Name anyone in a costume.
Minuteman. Scarlet.
Yeah.
No, he would be the, he part of the Marvel family.
That's good.
He would be the villain.
Okay, so you name?
You can't use Marvel. The Marvel family are there, but they're not the...
How many others did you ask for?
Four.
Four out of the... One, two, three, four, five, there are six. So I figured two-thirds
okay,
is
so we got
Mr. Scarlet.
Mr. Scarlet.
Bullet Man.
Bullet Man.
Come on, you've got to get the other two now.
Hang on, I've got them. Minuteman?
No.
Okay. No.
He was. You wanted to do Our Man Minuteman, but somehow fell through.
Bullet. He said Bullet Man. So you got that.
Bullet Man.
Mr. Scarlet. Bullet Man. Not
enough. When sidekicks.
Do they count sidekicks?
Yeah.
Pinky.
Pinky.
Good goes with Mrs. Scarlet and Bullet Girl goes with Bullet Girl.
Yes. And the other two were Ibis the Invincible and Spy Smasher. Back to the Spy Smasher, even though it had been Crime Smasher after World War II.
Right.
Who was that guy with the pony kid? I mean, I wrote it and I could probably think
that
had the pony.
That was
ponytail?
Oh, Ibac?
Ibac didn't have a.
He had sort of a mohawk.
He had a mohawk.
Ibac's the villain, yeah.
Yeah. No. The guy that played it. Mr. Scarlet had a. Like a.
He had a pencil thin mustache.
And a little weird thing.
A little
yes.
thing coming out of his hood. You know,
yeah, like Judo
Master. Not quite a feather.
It was an unsightly growth.
We didn't like to talk about him, that's why he is.
And unfortunately, this is for the cartoon.
He's yet to make his new 52 appearance.
And fortunately, this is before the cartoon, so they couldn't even consider doing a Pinky versus Brainiac sequence.
Oh. Pinky and Brainiac.
He's here all weekend. Please try to fix.
Deduct 30 points for the top score.
Yes, sir, please.
wrong contest. There actually is a contest where points are deducted if I give a bad enough joke.
Okay.
The worst aspect of this entire afternoon is dissolving my marriage in front of everyone.
Okay. Number 17.
Yeah.
In all the JLA JSA crossovers. Well, I mean, not. I should say in all of them, and not that they appeared in every one. Two heroes served as members of both the JLA and the JSA. Yes, Tom?
Red Tornado and Black Canary.
Red Tornado and Black Canary. There yes, both. People of Two Worlds, despite the retcon that makes actually...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, listen, we're not touching
I've that. Got arthritis in a stump. Can I get extra time when I go on first button?
I've got gout in my knee.
Bonus question, Tom. Who built the metal man known as Nameless?
That would be Tim from a do-it-yourself robot kit and a response meter he found lying around the lab.
Okay.
Because they're so damn cheap to come by.
Yes.
Okay. Number 18. When the Metal Man assumed human identities, who took over as their human mentor?
What was that guy's name?
Oh, I've stumped Tom. Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
What was that clown's name?
I'm sorry, this is a great moment. I have stumped Tom. I feel really
it bad. Happens. I keep wanting to say Mr. Jupiter. That's the Teen Titans.
Yeah, that's the Titans. That's I went to the same place. According to Elliot, it was Nelson Bridwell. But
that I'm not willing to accept.
You realize that in the last hour, the name Nelson Bridwell has been heard more times than any since 1980. Do you realize that?
So long as it's you remember honor. Nelson, he will never die.
It's an honor.
I got nothing.
Isaac Asimov?
I like it.
That would have been a good answer. No, actually, in my strange sub-theme of Robert E. Howard work, it was Mr. Conan.
Yes.
Wow.
So, he actually had red hair, too, didn't he?
I don't know.
It was Conan O'Brien.
6'5".
I
got his own talk show.
I only have the showcase. I don't have the color.
He's watching white TV. He doesn't know anything.
So, 19. Which hero did
did the Spirit King possess in order to kill Mr. Terrific, Tom?
That would be the Golden Age Flash, Jay Garrick.
Jay Garrick, Golden Age
Flash. I accuse you! Yes. Accuse!
My but first JLA issue.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. Bonus. The Lord of Time brought five heroes from the past to fight the JLA and the JSA. Who were they? All five.
Oh, damn.
Do I have to sing them in the Billy Joel song?
No. In fact, I've heard you sing. I'd much rather you not.
Okay. Batlash, Jonah Hex, Miss Liberty.
Was it Enemy Ace?
Enemy Ace.
And one more.
And the Black Pirate.
That's
Black
the one.
Pirate. Did you hear those five?
Repeat those again. Into the microphone, please. Yeah. So I can tell you you're wrong.
Black Pirate, Enemy Ace, Jonah Hex, Batlash, and Miss Liberty.
It's not Batlash.
If you were to take Batlash
it's
out and substitute in who then?
Now I blind because you turned on me.
I'm sorry.
Hang on a second. Because I'm envisioning the cover. I was the editor of that damn story. Black Pirate, Jonah Hex, Miss
it wasn't
Liberty.
A balloon buzzer, was it?
No.
No. Enemy Ace, it's a barbarian guy. And that a barbarian guy? That boy? I'm the other barbarian guy, that boy.
All right.
I can't remember.
Viking Prince.
The Viking, of course, the Viking
Prince.
He's not a barbarian. He's a Viking. There's a difference.
Yes. The Viking Prince. Not that. In comic books, there isn't.
Well, he's not called the Barbarian Prince now, is he?
He's shirtless.
I knew
they
weren't two Western guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
except Batlash did show up. No, he showed up in the...
No, they did a separate all-Western one.
Yeah, that was
cinnamon.
That. That's where I got confused.
Yes. Okay, yes. And I was animated into a Justice League episode, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Number 20. Captain America was the first new member of the Avengers after the first issue. Who was the first replacement member?
What do you mean by replacement?
Yeah.
Meaning that they had the original lineup. Hulk left.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, then Captain America was this new member. It wasn't replaced. They didn't call it replacement.
No.
Then they did say, we've got replacements so others could step back.
Right.
Okay.
So
it's Quicksilver, the Scarlet Witch, and Hawkeye.
One of them was first.
Which one of those?
Hawkeye.
Yes. It is Hawkeye. Yes. Two bonus questions.
I mean, Captain America was the replacement guy.
Two of Clint Barton's associates from his criminal days also became Avengers. Who were they?
Swordsman?
Yes.
And not the Swordsman.
You're going to kick yourself on this one.
No, go on. You are.
Probably my character.
Lynn, I'll actually give you a hint. Iron Man.
Oh, wow. The Black Knight.
Black Knight?
The Black Knight.
No.
No, it wasn't the Black Knight.
The Black Widow.
Of course.
The Black Knight who fought Iron Man, if I may tape my glasses together here, the Black Knight who fought Iron Man was a different...
It was his
uncle.
A different character.
Yeah. So,
well, okay, well, don't I get 3/4 of the points?
We gave you a hint.
Okay, I apologize. I this went a little faster. Tom, I am down to my last question.
Not a problem.
So this is...
Thank God.
We have a Q&A for a little bit.
Well, we have to ask
every
question.
We have a couple missed bonuses. Let's find this. Okay, so which villain brought the JSA out of retirement, thus enabling the JLA-JSA crossover this time?
Vandal Savage.
I knew it.
And Tom, name three of the six crime champions from the first official JLA-JSA crossover.
That would be all six, you mean?
No, three of the six.
Fiddler, Icicle, and... Damn, give me another one. Give me an Earth 1-1, someone.
Oh, come on!
What?
Who? Wasn't Shane on the other?
No, he was not.
Felix Faust.
Yes.
The other three were Dr. Alchemy, the Wizard, and Cronus.
Exactly. Wizard, that's
All right, so here we go through our missed bonus questions.
Okay.
Our toss-ups. Because I can't think of what better to do with that. Here's one I love. An alien robot queen fell in love with Tin.
Of course she did.
And of course, pardon me for saying this, enlarged him, if you will.
I always wonder what was in Bob Kennedy's pipe.
What did she do to the rest of the metal men in order to charm him. Yes, Tom?
Caused shrinkage.
No.
It was winter. It was cold.
And it's okay, Tom. It happens to lots of guys.
Okay, so, I think I'm starting to understand why you call it a bonus question.
Oh.
The thing is, a child, I looked up to you. Okay.
You guys got anything? You guys got anything?
You guys got a shot?
Nah. Are you out of your mind? Well, it was Mr. Dolls.
What did she do to the rest of the metal men in order to charm Tim?
I'm going to go with made him the strongest metal man. Because he always thought he was the weakest.
You made a bracelet?
Yeah, she made them into a bracelet. Charm. A charm bracelet.
It's like Jeopardy. The answer is
including
in the
Dr. Magnus was trapped on his wrist for an issue.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, that was a pun of the question.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I think we all should
be. I like to lob those slow, timing hand grenade jokes.
I think we should be back with my Catherine's perseverance in recording this because. Mind you, now I have the world's first video that requires closed captioning for the fanboy and pair.
All right. Wow. Okay, let me find the next, let's see, we did this, so the bonus question I had was, when the Doom Patrol switched abilities, which ability, which character did the Chief become?
Yes, Robot Man.
Robot Man, Robot Man, yes. Because for some reason he had perfectly functional Robot Man armor he never used before or after.
But he wasn't that smart. But he, you know, I have a question for the crew.
Yeah.
Let me ask one out of because it's one of my favorite, and I was surprised you didn't bring it up. The Doom Patrol was not the original name of that group. What was?
I read this recently. It was in John Wells' book on the early 60s.
Was it? Okay.
I know the original title.
Yeah, the original title that most people know.
I know Robot Man was Auto Man originally, and
the last. Were the characters?
She was the last woman for about three issues.
Yeah, the Automaton, right?
Yeah, Automaton. I'm blank. I can almost see it. And I'm blank.
Mm-hmm. They were the Legion of the Stream.
Oh yes,
Legion of the Stream.
If you look at the issue of My Greatest Adventure before the Doom Patrol premieres, they talk about how next issue a new group. Yeah, a regular series called The Legion of the Strange was going to premiere.
But they were not, they did not appear as...
No, they appeared as the Doom Patrol.
Did they wake up one morning and realize, hey, we're already publishing a Legion of
S? Yes, I believe that may well have been the reason. But that's one of those little things I've always known. I'm surprised, actually, that wasn't one of your questions. But you're still a good band, and we're fine.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'm still a good man.
Are you complaining about me bribing?
One of my other bonus questions here. Besides Hank Pym, which other teammate on the Avengers did Janet Van Dyne date? Yes, Tom.
Tony Stark.
Who has
no idea that Tony Stark and Iron Man were the same person?
And later Hawkeye, and later etc.
I'm surprised.
86 cutoff point, though.
I know.
I'm surprised Hank Pym didn't date Tony Stark. I mean, everybody dated Tony Stark.
That's an untold tale.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, there was a comic con.
I'm sorry, see if I can pitch that. Excuse me.
Avengers Orgy, I'm sure it's in the works somewhere.
You're going to drive me blind. Let's see, what another bonus question. One of the reasons the metal men were hunted in turn due to the human identities was that Will Magnus had turned evil. And in the time where the book was canceled, he did a lot of bad things, which were undocumented. But which metal men foe did he enlist as the protector of his lab? Yes, Len.
Kemo.
Yes, indeed.
I know Kemo.
The only good metal man.
So Kemo or Kemo?
Kemo.
As far as I'm concerned, since I've written them more than you have, it's Kemo.
But you wrote them, which means you didn't pronounce them. I read them, which means I pronounced them more than you have.
Well, you're not supposed to move your lips when you read a comic book. Let's start with that.
Don't undo 40 years of Tom's reading. If it works for him and everyone around him who has to listen, then let it go.
Fine, it's a democracy. We're fine.
All right, so
that is
it for my questioning.
I think it's reasonable to say us by a lot.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so the fans have defeated the pros.
Again. Yes, but we're still famous and they're not, so it's
fine. Then you want to know how many Twitter followers I can have by tomorrow morning?
Well, then, yeah, but you control the whole system.
Exactly.
I want to thank everybody for participating in this.
And, even Marty.
And to thank Tom Galloway for inviting me to write questions and host this event.
You are actually a terrific question asker.
Yes.
And we would love to have
asker.
Question asker. We would like to have you.
You're not John Wells.
Except for that one human torch question.
I'm sorry.
Too soon, man.
It's too soon. I'm so sorry.
But you know, we would love to have you do it again if you're that stupid.
Yeah, Len got one.
I got several. Hey, I got more than one.
I would gladly come back if provided Tom asked me, and assume like next year he says Submariner questions, and then this is part of
we'll come up with something. I mean, the theme we always want to do, and for some reason he will not let us, is the collected work of Len Wein.
Well, based on this year, I actually am now far enough away from my own work that I might be able to remember it.
All right.
And thank you all for coming.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, so, actually, I had one bonus about the Solomon Grundy. Let me throw this in, because I thought it was too difficult, but it was an interesting thing that I picked up.
He was born on a Monday.
He was. Even my children sing that one. But actually, so the question is, this was in that crossover, the caption boxes, the breathless narrator, consistently refers to him by a marvelous nickname.
Marvelous.
No?
The Heat?
And who did not come out until, I think, at least 2-3 years later.
Man-Thing?
The Macabre, down to the Macabre Man-Thing.
Wow.
Ooh, really?
So in that crossover, yes.
There was a Friedrich, wasn't
it? You should know.
Yeah, that was Friedrich, yeah.
I was thinking.
I thought it was too hard, I'm sorry.
So. That would have been too hard. That would have been John Wells.
Well, then good. All right, so...
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.